We're talking about tigers because of the Netflix documentary that's become a phenomenon. Tiger King, starring Joe Exotic and his band of rascals.
Well, even on Friday, we were asking you, should today's Q106 be playing I Saw a Tiger? The song was getting in our heads. You were voting on that. That was a lot of fun.
It's gotten so big, even bands like Midland, Jake Owen,
Dierks Bentley,
have done covers of Joe Exotic's music.
That's true.
How big this is. So, and because we don't have anything to do right now, everyone's binge-watching this. And it turns out we have somebody that works with us that is closer to this story than we ever thought.
Good morning, Jalene from Magic 98, who has a photo with Joe Exotic. Whoa!
How excited were you when you saw that this Tiger King documentary was coming out, knowing that you've met the man, the myth, the legend, Joe Exotic?
I was excited. I was curious, but it took me a while to get on board with it. I had to borrow a Netflix password just to watch the show.
When did you meet him? What was going on in your life? Take us there.
I worked at a country radio station in Davenport, Iowa from 2010 to 2015, and he was there doing tiger shows every year that I was there. So that picture that I shared on Facebook was taken in 2014, probably one of the last years before he was at fairs like that. So where I met him. I never went to a tiger show, but I saw him wandering around the fair with a friend of mine, and we asked him to snap a picture. So the interaction itself was pretty short, but I got my 5 seconds of fame because of that picture.
So how did you know who he was at that time? Was there posters of him? Was it a pretty big deal that Joe Exotic's tigers were coming to town?
He was at the fair every year that I was there, so I knew of these tiger shows. And I worked a little bit behind the scenes at that fair. I managed their Facebook page, and so I knew pretty much the daily schedules of all of the shows and entertainment stages and stuff like that that was going on. And I will say that during that time, I've never seen so many complaints come in on the fair's Facebook page about an animal show.
There were
hundreds of people complaining every day about Joe Exotic's tiger show. And there were plenty of other animals that were at that fair. So that was kind of mind-blowing.
Was it about the conditions, how they were treated? What were they complaining about?
Yep, they were complaining about the conditions of the tigers and how it's inhumane. And, you know, part of it is. So the condition of how the tigers were treated and how they're living in these tiny little cages and they're being, you know, driven all around the country. So it was definitely about the animal abuse side of it.
Wow.
Now that you look back at that photo and you've seen some of Tiger King, do you feel icky now taking a photo with him?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit of me. I did finish the series, so a little bit of me does feel a little like, ooh. But I'll tell you, that post on my Facebook page got more interaction than anything else I've ever done in my life.
I would say,
it's good to hear from people.
You know, minus knowing what we know now about Joe Exotic, just having a picture with him, if you haven't seen him, he looks like hepatitis became a human being.
Oh, my gosh,
like that is what it is. He looks like. So just a picture with him, you should feel icky anyways. You're like, this is, if meth became a person, it would be Joe Exotic.
Really?
Without a doubt. Yeah.
Well, this picture of him, I got the full mullet. He's not wearing a hat.
Oh, that's a keeper.
If you look closely, you can see a bit of his tiger chest tattoo. And then he's got handcuffs attached to his belt.
Yeah.
So it is a full-on Joe Exotic picture.
You got the full Joe.
Yep.
That's great.
All right. Well, we'll share that photo with your permission. Is that cool with you?
That's great. Yep,
okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're going to
we're gonna steal that from your Facebook page. And we'll get that up at Q106.com.
Yes.
And, thank you for giving us that little slice of your life right there.
So we got to get your vote.
You're so welcome.
Should we be playing I Saw a Tiger on today's Q106?
Yeah, should that get airplay?
The songs in the music video were my favorite part of Tiger King, so I say play them.
Really? Okay. Thanks again, Jalene.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye.